Well, I might as well just start off with this. Hugh mentioned that that he talked to you about, you know, some of the things that you said at the game. But he understands that it's all coming from a good place. Did you end up in a good place with Hugh about that and with everybody about that? Was that okay?
I mean, it's in the past. Let's move on from it. But, you know, I respect Hugh. Didn't say it out of, because this is Hugh's team, 100%. And I think Joe said a little something too. And I didn't take it on the angle of overstepping Hugh, and I never would, because he's obviously my boss. And I respect him very highly. And just came with it, you know, with the game. And you know, it's in the past. So we'll move on from that one.
What did it mean to see RG3 out there today? Did you sense excitement from him? Could you tell it was kind of a relief for him to be back? Anything like that?
Yeah, he's always a high energy guy and a motivator, you know, talking and stuff like that. So it's always good. Any teammate, you know, it's always good to get those guys back out there, you know, from injury and getting back to do what they love to do, you know. And it's you love seeing that stuff, and you know, it's happy to have him out there.
He obviously is still under contract next year, and I'm sure once you have an opportunity to compete and be the Browns quarterback in the future, from what you saw of him throughout training camp and the offseason, do you feel like his future is bright as a starting quarterback in the league?
I mean, absolutely. I think he's a great player, but I mean, obviously you want to see more game tape on him and more, and have him playing more, you know, to get a feel for that, you know. I think he's awesome, but at the end of the day, you know, you really have to put that stuff on film, and we have to see it. So, you know, and I know he could do it, but that's not really my call.
A couple of weeks ago when Corey was coming back from the broken hand, you mentioned that you were looking forward to having him back on the field to take a little attention away from you. What have you seen in the speaking for you specifically, what have you seen defenses doing now? Have you seen any change now that Corey is back and how teams are – trying to work.
Yeah, there's somewhat change. There's a change. You know, there's some defenses. I mean, sometimes the safety's still rotated and stuff like that. But you know, and we haven't really had exact opportunity, you know, to make big plays down the field and stuff like that yet. But you know, once he cracks that and gets that, which he can and he will, I'm sure. And you know, it's gonna get stuff. It makes stuff easier. You know, and it's fun to be out there with him. He's growing, maturing, and it's fun to be out there.
Do you think? There's been so many quarterbacks play this year. Has any of them gotten a feel for your stride, for your speed, for, you know, connecting easier?
Like I said, that's a tough part. You know, sometimes you'll go with certain QBs, you know, and then and it's different. You know, down the field throws, you know, you expect them to be somewhere and they're not. And, you know, and it kind of happened a couple times. So different things happen. You know, you got to be on the same page and you got to rep those things. So that's important, and it's good that Josh is going to be out there the whole week, you know, and they named him starter right away, and that he's going to be able to be out there and be with us, you know, and getting those reps and getting that communication part down physically and body language, so it's good.
Even he said it's different in a game, though. I mean, you feel you're obviously faster on Sunday than you are Wednesday.
I don't think so. You know, I try to go hard, you know. When the ball's, you know, and I know deep down the field the ball's supposed to come my way and stuff like that, and I see the right coverages and stuff like that. I try to practice or game, it doesn't matter really. You know, I go.
Charlie, I know you always had confidence that you could do this, that you could make the switch in positions. Mm-hmm. Have you even surprised yourself, though, considering where you were a year ago at this time?
No, I don't. I mean, that's a great question. I don't think I surprised myself, because I always known, you know, but obviously there's a process and steps to get to that point, and obviously, I was sitting at home, you know, and I'd be texting Mary Kay. She'd check on me, and you know, yeah. Like, I mean, but I'm saying I wasn't doing anything, you know. I was being a father, you know, and working hard, you know, and trying to get back out here and making sure that any time I got the chance to be back, you know, I could maybe step in and make some plays, you know. And it's totally different from last year. I mean, I was at home, you know. There's no other way to cut it or put it.
You're leading the team in catches, receiving yardage, and receiving touchdowns. I mean, obviously, you know, you're a very confident player, but could you have imagined that you would be the leading receiver this year for this team?
I always say, man, with God, anything's possible. You know, so I don't. And the way I mean, I'm sure we could go back and look at some tape how I spoke to you guys last year. You know, I just always string that confidence. You know, and even when I was QB and stuff like that, and I might not have been the best, you know, I still thought I was the best, you know.
Obviously, the offense hasn't been as consistent or maybe explosive as Hugh would like, and mm-hmm. that's kind of his baby. Do you see him getting frustrated because the offense hasn't been what he wants?
Nah, that's one thing about Hugh, you know, and I think he's, you know, I know he's my coach, and I just think I was with him in Oakland, you know, and we had a great offense and stuff like that, but you know, it's just he has growth and matured, you know, and mature as a coach, you know, and he's spectacular, you know, he's a spectacular coach. I mean, he never, even from reading, you know, stuff from talking to you guys, he never blames anyone really. He takes it on himself, and we all know it's not him. You know, we know it's little things. Or you could go back and watch the film, and there's little things, like little tiny blocks that you would see if a guy just got the guy. Cruel would broke a big runs. There's about three, four of them, you know. And then, I mean, there's just different things like that happens that, you know, we have to handle, and we have to take advantage of those looks and take advantage of when coach says and when he installs a play that this is what's going to happen if we block it right. And then we go in the game and we do it well in practice. Then we go in the game and exactly what coach said, he said it, you know. And there's times where he did it and the Crow broke through and got big gains, you know. So we all know and trust and believe in the offense and what he puts for us, you know, installs for us, but we have to go and do it, you know, and it's to come down to that. We got to come down to guys got to make plays. This is, at the end of the day, this game's about players, you know. We got to make the plays, and I think our coach does a great job of putting us in the right position. So.
Good? Can I ask you about Landon Collins real quick?
Yeah.
What are you seeing on film?
Landon? Ball hawk. Great player. Big fan of his. He's a ball hawk. Big fan of 20 over there, too, Jenkins, Norris. They got a great D-line. They're going to be physical, and we're going to have to come ready to fight at the end of the day, and just like every week. We're looking forward to it, but Landon's he's an awesome player. 5 interceptions as a safety and 80 tackles, I believe, and 20 or so pass breakups. That's a special player. So we got our hands full, and we're looking forward to it.